Sponen Santa. Have you heard of him?
Sponen Santa? Never heard of him.
See, no, Horace Panter has never heard of him, the bass player from the Specials, but he does feature in a new Coventry Christmas song written by friend of the show, David Goody. Here's a small snippet.
Well, Sponen Santa is quite a sight, dressed from head to toe in sky blue and white. If he needs space for presents this time of year, he just buys more shells from IKEA. He's got Jaguar to design his sleigh, which speeds its way down sky blue way.
It's a thing of beauty, and the man behind it is David Goody, as we said before, and you've brought with you your special cigar box guitar.
I have indeed, which has been whipped off me very quickly by yourself, Vic.
Do you know, there's a thing, though, because it's a musical instrument, and you know I like a musical instrument, and I nick them from people and want to buy them for myself.
Yes, in fact, I'm actually filled with terror today. I may be a divorced man when I get home unless I can make it out of the studio with the set of sleigh bells that I've brought along that are, in fact, my wife's, which I know you won't be able to resist.
No.
And I get the feeling I will struggle to prize them out of your hands because there's nothing that sounds like Christmas like sleigh bells.
No, it, honestly, it's like I was watching the other day. There's a listener called Rob, and he sent me a tweet about Christmas Quality Street adverts and said, and we went on a journey, a YouTube journey, looking at old adverts for Woolworths.
Mm.
And I said then, nothing says Christmas more than Jeff Capes in ladies' knitwear clutching sleigh bells. And it's true. All we're missing is Jeff Capes and ladies' knitwear. Otherwise, we've got my jumper. So we've got that, technically. Your guitar is very special, isn't it? Tell us about this.
Yeah, so it's what's known as a three-string cigar box guitar. So this is something I've basically made with bits and bobs of wood and offcuts. So the main part, it's meant to be kind of a very glamorous style cigar box. In fact, I think it's more like kind of a pencil case from an oversized pencil case or paint box. But then you've just got three strings strung across it, and it makes it a lot quicker to tune up than a regular guitar because you've only got half as many strings. And actually, it's slightly easier to play as well because if you all the chords you play are just straight bar chords. You just hold all the strings down at a certain level, and you hopefully get a nice noise. So this is the guitar that I wrote the Sponen Santa song on, and a number of others. Basically, all you need is a load of sleigh bells and something to give you a few chords, and it sounds a lot like Christmas very quickly.
Do you know it does? And I really want one of these. The fella that there's a fella that makes them in Birmingham, isn't it? Where you sort of started out with the cigar box guitar. What's his name? Is it Chicken Bone?
Chicken Bone John. So Chicken named because the first guitar he ever built back up was one he found broken and battered on the street with the remains of some fried chicken stuffed in it. So he managed to get that working again, and ever since, this name of Chicken Bone has stuck with him.
Ever since then, I've really, really, really wanted one of these guitars as well. I can't tell you how much I want one. Mm. But inadvertently, we were talking about this earlier, I kind of had one because I had a small plastic Stratocaster when I was little and ended up breaking all the strings. So sort of retuned it myself by ear to a three string. Hey presto, had one of these. Didn't quite sound as nice, but it had a similar sound, and I barred it and off I went and forgot all about it until recently. I've got to get me one of these.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Vic, you're always ahead of the curve, aren't you? You're just breaking new ground and you don't know it.
It's what I do best. Now listen, Christmas, couple of days away, what are you doing? Are you spending it with your lovely wife?
Spending it at home, and my mum's coming over as well, so we will be doing sprouts and we will be putting crosses in the bottom of the sprouts. I mean, my theory, which I've made up very recently, is that it's to make
today.
Sure... by today, I mean about 10 minutes ago, is that you put the cross in the bottom of the sprouts because that helps the bottom of them cook through better. And I think the other thing with sprouts that works well is little bits of bacon or pancetta in with them, just giving them a little fry at the end. Absolutely gorgeous.
Really? Do you know what? I'm going to try. Hang on a minute. Let me give you your guitar back before I break it, because that could happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm nervous about that. My sister does all of that messing about with bacon malarkey, and it worries me to death because it might make the sprout appealing and I'll forget myself and end up shoving a couple in on Christmas morning and then making myself feel a bit blur. That's why I'm too easily tempted. Let me give you back your guitar, like I've been tempted to buy your guitar. It's a lovely thing. So cuts on the bottom then make the sprout cook more evenly. This is the theory then that you're giving me right about now, is it? So it's an evenly cooked sprout. If you can help, with any more info, do drop us a line. 8133 with a CW at the start. You text 0345 900 5200 and you can email us vicon@bbc.co.uk. Now, we're going to talk about Spawn and Santa, which is your new festive song very soon, and it does feature somebody rather famous in it, Horace Panter. Now, I had a rough guess. You featured Horace Panter in the song about Santa because they rhyme.
Yes. I mean, it has to be said, this was back in October. There was a friend of mine in October who was sitting and watching Elf.
Oh, yeah.
In October. This is how much he loves Christmas. And he came to me and said, you need to write me a Christmas song. So I went away and I like specific things. So I thought, I want some Coventry in specific. So I thought, Finn and Father Christmas, Stivichall St Nick, Camden Claws, no. And then I came up with the idea of Spawn End Santa, and I liked that, and I was thinking cool Coventry people, I was thinking things that rhyme with Spawn End Santa, and that very quickly gets you to the wonderful Horace Panter, and you know, then a song was born. On and on goes Spawn End Santa, the funkiest man since Horace Panter.
Brilliant. And we will invite Horace Panter to join us for a chat, and you'll hear the song in full very, very soon indeed. For now, that's coming up for 12:30.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire Travel.
Let's get the latest. Here's Sarah Tilly. The Beach Boys, California Girls, David Goody in the studio with me, his local singer-songwriter. We were just chatting about Little Saint Nick, the Beach Boys' Christmas song, which features one of our favourite lyrics of all time.
Yes, Christmas comes this time each year. It's a shock for me. Sometimes I think Christmas comes at Easter, sometimes it comes... No, it always comes this time each year.
It's a beautiful thing. If only everything in life was so reliable.
Absolutely.
Imagine the fortune we'd save on bowel medication. Everything would be fine. No, your song... Spawn End Santa. I obviously needed something to rhyme. And Santa is a tricky thing. We were thinking Tin of Fanta and got a bit stuck. But naturally, you called on the services of Horace Panter, the bass player from The Specials, artist and all-round nice chap. And he's on the line now. Hiya, Horace.
Morning, Vic.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Reasonably festive.
Reasonably festive. What's it going to take to push you over the edge?
Well, I must admit, I'm a bit Christmas bar humbug these days, but it's like the best Christmases was when, A, you were a child, or, you know, when my son was growing up. You know, you sort of see Christmas through children's eyes. I think that's pretty good. It kind of pales into insignificance once they've grown up a little bit, you know. But yeah, okay, I'll be getting there. I'll have a sherry before lunch, you know.
Do that, mind you, be careful. Maureen was on the phone a minute ago. She'd been on the Southern Comfort, and then she started to say she was seeing faces in her Sprouts.
Right, that's bad.
Yeah, that is bad. At this time of day, nobody wants that. Why is it okay to drink alcohol at all times of day at this time of year? It's 11 o'clock. Let's have a sherry, everyone. Yeah. Why? It's a most peculiar thing. Now, listen, Horace, has it struck you before that your surname rhymes with Santa?
It's a good job my surname wasn't Banker.
Yes. It could have been an entirely different song then.
Exactly.
Not one that would have been welcomed.
Wouldn't have played that on the radio.
No. Well, maybe on this show. No, we wouldn't have done so. But presumably a great honour when somebody approaches you to appear in a Christmas song.
Well, hey, you know, somebody from Coventry with a sense of humour. I mean, that's got to be good, hasn't it?
It has. You
know, absolutely tremendous. And I sort of looking through David's oeuvre, you know, I mean, straight out of Earlsdon, you know, wow, what about that? That's got to be good, you know.
That is brilliant, actually.
Yeah. I was thinking, hi, Dave.
Hi, Horace.
Okay, we could do this whole sort of concept album thing about sort of Coventry, you know, Owsley Park is melting in the dark, the icing flowing down, or we could do an AC/DC trip, you know, thing, you know, Highway to Holbrooks.
I like that. I like that a lot. But
you're a native woodender.
That's lovely.
Excellent. You know, loads of things you could do, really.
Where do you go with Steinchel, though? It's a tricky place.
Okay, well...
Steichel St Nick maybe has something, you know, Steichel Summer Nights, something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, Steichel Summer Nights.
I mean, I think there's possibly something for February, a Chelsmore Cupid song.
Yeah. The Charles Moore Cupid. I like that. My mum would like the idea of a Charles Moore Cupid. She could keep him busy with a bacon sandwich.
Absolutely. I think that the one thing just to make clear is Horace and I have trademarked all these things that we're just coming up with now. So if anyone beats us to the punch with writing the songs.
Too late.
It's too late, babies. It's all been... And it's a shame because I would imagine that that would be a popular pastime now. Nicking ideas for songs from Coventry. It's a niche market. It really isn't. As much as I love this fair city of ours, it wouldn't be necessarily a worldwide big seller. Or would it? So listen, the other thing, Horace, of course, you are known for is your beautiful artwork. And I have to say, I'm extremely envious of a tape that you've done. Now, you explain your cassette tape art to us.
Well, cassettes are sort of really retro now. I mean, when I have them in sort of exhibitions, sort of parents come along with their children, and their parents sort of nudge me and say, "I've got a box load of those in my garage," whereas their son or daughter goes, "Dad, what are they?" which is great. But they were things that you imprinted your memory on, you know, the mixtapes that you made for your boyfriend or your girlfriend when you went on holiday together for the first time or something in 1986 or that sort of stuff. But also as a musician, you would take sort of demos away from studios, you know, and listen, you know, and go back the next day and go, "Yes, I think take three is the one we'll use here, Dave," or something, you know. And then after that, you would either throw it away or record something over it. But those sort of those demo tapes were like sort of the skeletons of what were possibly classic albums. So they've got sort of an appeal to sort of to musicians or to fans of those particular bands. So I've done, you know, not just regular cassettes, but I've done sort of, you know, recording studio cassettes as well. I'm in the middle of doing an Elvis Costello one at the moment, actually.
Oh, how wonderful!
From Pathway Studios in Islington in London. Yeah. And a lot of these places, of course, have all been knocked down now. I mean, Horizon Studios doesn't exist anymore, which is where the Specials recorded their second album when we did Gangsters.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're bits of musical history as well as, you know, great bits of art, you know.
They're so nice to look at. Tapes. Yeah. And this, I remember being fascinated by tapes when I was little. You know, the sort of pre-recorded tapes that you used to get?
Uh-huh.
Sitting in my dad's car and tinkling about with those, and I was always intrigued. You know the black plastic bit at the back, when that was a different colour, and my dad had an ELO one that had a cream back, and I think I was fascinated by that just because it had a cream back more than anything else. which is astonishing.
Yeah.
Poor ELO. I'm sorry that was the most interesting thing to 4-year-old me, but there you go. Tapes do look nice, and this tape that you've got, it all framed up and signed and everything else, says Spawn in Santa. That's a proper piece of collectible artwork that's unique to you. That must make you feel a bit jiggly.
Oh, it does. I mean, that's going to have sort of pride of place in the room where I've got all my musical instruments, where I record all my music. You know, if ever there's a point of where I'm sitting there, as often happens, where I think, this is a stupid idea. Why am I writing a song about that? I can look at that and go, this felt like a bit of a silly idea when I started writing this song, and it's turned out wonderfully. So that'll be my inspiration to get me through the periods where I'm starting to lose my confidence.
Oh, that's what you've done, Horace.
Yeah, that's good. That's job done. Yes, that's good. Yeah.
Oh, bless you. Well, look, we're going to be hearing the song from Mr. David Goody in just a couple of minutes' time, so we'll let him get himself sorted out. Well, what are you doing for Christmas, Horace? You at home?
Yes, I've got the family coming around on Christmas Day, so it's like I'll turn into sort of a Coventry version of Jamie Oliver for a little while.
Brilliant.
Well, no, actually, I won't. My wife will, and I'll just be the sous chef, you know, who do sort of, you know, boil the sprouts, peel the potatoes, that sort of stuff. I'm not very good at cooking, but I'm quite good at peeling potatoes.
Do you cross your sprout bottoms?
No, of course not. No.
See, he doesn't. Horace doesn't cut the sprouts.
Yeah, I'll have to stop doing it.
Yeah, stop it, because if your rock and roll hero is not cutting the sprout bottoms, then there's no excuse for you to keep diddling about with it, honestly. Listen, Horace, thank you so much for joining us today. Merry Christmas to you.
Lovely to talk to you, and see you soon. Bye, Dave.
Bye, Oz.
And see you soon. Oh, he's the loveliest man in the world. We will be hearing Spawn in Santa featuring a guest appearance from me on Sleigh Bells. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
I just love that. I am experimenting with my musical oeuvre expands all the time. That's coming up in just a moment. Beatles. Trish will pop in soon to tell us what she has in store for you after 1 o'clock today, but we've been chatting for long enough. I think it's time to unleash the beast. David Goody is here to sing his Christmas song, Spon en Santa, featuring him on guitar and me on sleigh bells. How lovely. When you're ready.
Well, Spon en Santa is quite a sight, dressed from head to toe in sky blue and white. Needs space for presents this time of year. He just buys more shelves from IKEA. He's got Jaguar to design his sleigh, which speeds its way down sky blue way. But to the ground he is not confined, because he's got jet engines Frank Whittle designed. On and on goes Spon en Santa, the funkiest man since Horace Panter. You don't mess with Spon en Santa, delivering gifts and banter at a canter. Sleigh bell solo from Vic Minnette. Well, Spon en Santa's here for Christmas Day, delivering presents the Coventry way. If you're naughty or nice, it doesn't matter to this man. He just makes sure you're not a Villa fan. If you're a little late to get to your home, well, he's probably just stuck at the Sky Dome. It's not punctuality that he lacks. He just can't resist the dance of jumping jacks. On and on goes Spon en Santa, the funkiest man since Horace Panter. Don't leave sherry for Spon en Santa, he prefers a decanter filled with Fanta.
We knew it'd be in there. We knew it'd be in there. Listen, thank you so, so much, David Goody, as ever, for coming in to see us. It's always a pleasure. We'll have to get some pictures and pop them on Facebook as well. And where can we find your stuff? Because I know we do have links to it out there on the interwebs.
Yeah, basically, if you just go to YouTube, go to your favourite search engine and just type in the words Spon en Santa, you'll find the video to that song with lots of wonderful, great little pictures and clips in. And, yeah, again, just sort of Facebook and the internet, put in David Goody G-O-O-D-Y.
Marvellous. We will do. Thank you ever such a lot, David. Always a pleasure to see you. It's 12:45.